I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, June 30. Coming up, Jamaica moves up to Tier 2 in U.S. Trafficking Persons Report. Jamaica Broilers ethanol facilities sold to West Indies Petroleum, and Grade 9 diagnostic test to be implemented in 2019. The details after the break.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. Jamaica has moved up from the Tier 2 watch list to Tier 2 ranking in the United States Trafficking in Persons TIP report released on Thursday. The Tier 2 ranking means that although Jamaica does not fully comply with the minimum standards of the Trafficking Victims Protections Act, significant efforts are being made to bring the country into compliance with those standards. The 2016 TIP report, compiled by the U.S. State Department, covers government's anti-trafficking efforts from April 1, 2015 to March 31, 2016. The State Department credits Jamaica for securing 2 convictions, the prosecution of 9 trafficking cases against 14 alleged traffickers, and the development of a national action plan for 2015 to 2018. Other efforts include the development and implementation of 2 new victim protection protocols, 52 reports of suspected child trafficking cases, 4 confirmed trafficking victims, and increased funding to victim services. Despite these efforts, the department says reports persist that Jamaica is a source and destination country for adults and children subjected to sex trafficking and forced labor. The $22.5 million U.S. dollar sale of the ethanol-producing and storage facilities of Jamaica Broilers at Port Esquivel is expected to boost Jamaica's ability to provide bunker fuel for the international shipping trade. It is also expected to lead to a rise in employment in numerous areas of the industry, as the need to service more ships increased with the recent opening of the Panama Canal expansion. The agreement for the sale of the facility to West Indies Petroleum Limited was signed on Thursday at the Jamaica Broilers headquarters in St. Catherine.
What it means is that we are seeing a Jamaican company making a bold move, investing in the country that they are from, believing in Jamaica. And what it does also, it provides opportunity for us to fully utilize the production capacity of this country.
Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, speaking in an interview with GIS News. He says the move by West Indies Petroleum is one that supports the government's push to create a better environment for local investment. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says the Grade 9 diagnostic test will be implemented during the 2019-2020 academic year. The test will assess the readiness, performance, and achievements of students up to Grade 9. Senator Reid says while national assessments are undertaken at various levels of the education system, there is no formal evaluation of students after the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, and before the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate, CSEC, examinations.
There's a very important assessment, because as you know, in our high schools traditionally, this is a state where you're trying to understand students' strength, weaknesses, interest as they prepare for their exit at grade 11, including their possible career path.
Senator Reid says it's important for the ministry to track the performance of students on a consistent basis. He was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. Meanwhile, Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says plans are far advanced for the phasing out of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. He says the examination will be replaced by the Primary Exit Profile, PEP, in the 2019-2020 academic year. The PEP will be a composite test and will include mental ability, curriculum testing, and school-based evaluations.
So what we are now doing is rolling out the curriculum that will lead to that new assessment, and also having wide stakeholder consultations in terms of the new curriculum, the new modalities in terms of testing, and possible implications for change in placement.
Minister Reid adds that the PEP exam will focus on high-order skills and will not consist of multiple-choice type questions, as is the case with the GSAT. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.